don't really have any concerns. I was on the board of the airport when the new contractor, Bristow, were appointed. And I suppose the other company had been there for so long. My only concern at the time was that the staff would be maintained, because they're such excellent staff that work on the helicopters and things like that. So I think they've all been kept within the new company. But the helicopter itself is slightly smaller, but because it's small, it still has the same capacity of the number of people it can carry. But because it's smaller, it's more energy efficient. So it can travel at least the same distance, if not longer distances, on its fuel, and obviously more environmentally friendly, but that it can get out there, and it's like anything moving to a more modern, sometimes a vehicle that's needed by any business or any individual that needs a car or whatever. They might downsize in the car, but it still does everything it's supposed to do, and it's really just that it's carrying less weight, and that it'll be able to do everything that the previous one did, plus a few extra additional features.
And we all know the importance of Rescue 118. We probably see on a daily basis these days how it's attached to a number of operations throughout the whole northwest and west of Ireland, and hopefully that will continue as well.
Well, it does. And Sligo is the perfect location, and in fact, they pinpointed that the exact central point between the area they cover, which goes down as far as Clifton and up almost as far as Belfast, and the exact centre point for that would actually be just outside Grange. So Strandhill is very central for it.